Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, June 18th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers mandatory minicamp, the final camp of the spring, getting underway on Tuesday. And after practice, head coach Mike McCarthy says it sure looks like Aaron Rodgers is right on track.
Oh, I think Aaron's had probably his best spring. I think he's in great shape. His ball efficiency and the emphasis of what we're trying to improve on, not only from his individual work and with the running backs and the tight ends, it has been excellent. So I think Aaron's in a great place and has had a very, very, very exceptional spring.
And Roger says he isn't about to disagree with the coach.
Well, I'm healthy, and I think we're progressing as a team. This spring is about team chemistry. It's about seeing what the young guys can do, and it's about making sure you're in the right frame of mind getting ready for training camp. So Mike says it, I'll take it.
And Mike says he's really pleased with how the defense is coming together.
We're where we need to be right now. So I feel very good about our defense. Talked about it today in a team meeting. We have never been this far as the mental consistency, and it has a lot to do with what we were able to get done in phase two. Our defense, as far as the communication and the clearness of getting in and out of these different personnel groups, this is as good as it's been in my memory.
Football of the international variety, the World Cup, Brazil and Mexico play to a scoreless draw, each now with 4 points in their group. Russia and South Korea, a 1-1 tie. Belgium spots Algeria, first half goal. They score two in the second and win 2-1. Sixth comeback of the tournament already. There were just 3 comeback victories in the entire World Cup tournament 4 years ago. To Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-5. A wild game. Jonathan Lucroy's second home run of the night, a grand slam in the seventh, capped a 5-run rally. Brewers had 2 runners on, second and third. Evan Marshall pitching for the Diamondbacks, and after some beanings and grazings earlier in the series, he threw behind Ryan Braun on the first pitch, drawing a warning from the home plate umpire. And on the second pitch, he plunked Braun squarely in the back, and Marshall was ejected. He claimed he only wanted to get Ryan uncomfortable.
With a base open, you try to get a hitter to leave his comfort zone. To swing your pitch, and my pitch is to go down and in, and the ball got away.
It looked like manager Kirk Gibson ordered the beaning. Braun was almost expecting it.
I wasn't surprised that I got hit. I was surprised I got hit in that situation, those circumstances. Go-ahead run at second base, tying run at third base, and they were ahead. So I was a little surprised by that. But aside from that, you know, we've hit a couple of their guys. It wasn't intentional, but that's the way the game works sometimes.
So with Marshall ejected, Brad Ziegler came on out of the pen, and on the first pitch he threw, Lucroy took him deep for the granny.
They want to protect their guys, fine, but I mean, I really didn't understand the situation right there doing it in that situation. But, you know, it is what it is, so worked out for us, and we'll go into tomorrow.
Ramos Ramirez also went deep for the Brewers. Kyle Loesch picking up his 8th win. He gave up 3 runs in the first, but only one more unearned run through 6 innings. Francisco Rodriguez allowed a 9th inning solo shot to Roger Kieschnick, but still recorded his 22nd save of the year. Brewers are now 43-29, a season high 14 games over 500. Still maintain a 3.5 game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals, who won their 5th in a row, beating the New York Mets 5-2. Michael Wacha allowing just a run on 6 innings of work. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-5. Todd Frazier with a go-ahead solo home run in the top of the 9th inning. Frazier says everyone's pitching in.
You know, that's the team game. Some people, you know, it happens some days. Some things happen, you know. Pitchers have been picking us up and hitters have been picking, you know, the pitchers up. That's the team. And, you know, these kind of things kind of, we build off these things and, you know, hopefully we can keep getting those big wins.
Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 5-2. Dodgers over the Rockies 4-2. Zach Greinke now 9-3. And the Miami Marlins beat the Chicago Cubs 6-5. Garrett Jones with a go-ahead 3-run home run in the 7th inning.
I thought I had a good shot. I kind of had a little topspin on it. So I was just enough. So, yeah, I hit some balls foul there in, you know, the last couple of days. But that one, at least it was going to be fair. And, you know, hopefully would have got at least one out of it. But it was nice to see it bounce over there.
In Minor League play. Seattle beat San Diego 6-1. Nationals 6, Astros 5. White Sox handed the Giants their fourth straight loss 8-2. In the American League, the Angels over Cleveland 9-3. Mike Trout with a couple of home runs. Yankees get by Toronto 3-1. Masahiro Tanaka now 11-1. Kansas City Royals beat the Detroit Tigers 11-4. They roughed up Justin Verlander on Monday and hammered Max Scherzer on Tuesday. Scherzer allowed 10 runs, gave up 7 in the second. Royals have won 9 in a row. Team managed by former Brewer skipper Ned Yost, now in first place in the American League Central Division.
You know, we just got hot at the right time. And that's important, too, because, you know, if you're hot while they're hot, you don't pick up any ground. If you're cold while they're cold, you don't pick up any ground. If you're cold while they're hot, you lose ground. The only way that you can pick up ground is get hot at the right time, and we did.
Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 7-5. Chris Davis with a grand slam. Boston gets by Minnesota 2-1. Derek Norris with a home run and 5 driven in, leading Oakland past Texas 10-6. Out of the Northwoods League, the Green Bay Bullfrogs lose at Battle Creek. Bombers win 4-2. They sweep that two-game series. Frogs back home hosting Wisconsin at Joanne Stadium at 7:05 on Wednesday night. Sheboygan A's beat the Green Bay Storm 3-2. Ben Stanchik went 5 scoreless innings, allowed just 2 hits. A's are now 11-6. They'll host Kenosha at Wildwood Park 7:30 on Wednesday night. State High School Baseball Tournament. Janesville Parker knocked out the Bayport Pirates 4-3 in the quarterfinals. Pirates led 1-0 and 2-1, but Janesville scores 3 runs in the top of the 6th. Bayport finishes 22-7. Sun Prairie defeated Stevens Point 5-3. Wilmot over Middleton 2-1. And Kimberly routed Hartford 10-0. Bryce Swick with a 3-hitter. And in the semifinals on Tuesday night, Sun Prairie beat Janesville Parker 8-7. And Kimberly blows out Wilmot 15-1. Mason Schneese went 4-for-5 with a home run. Papermakers Cardinals for the Division I championship on Thursday. Semifinals in Divisions 2, 3, and 4 on the schedule Wednesday. Day weather permitting, O'Connell facing Racine St. Catharines at 1. Green Bay Notre Dame taking on Jefferson in a Division II semifinal at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. Wisconsin State Women's Open Golf Championship at Maple Bluff, and a sister act atop the leaderboard, Alyssa Farrell and Brooke Farrell of Edgerton at 3-under par 68. Jenna Peters of Kohler, a 3-over 74, is tied for 7th. And in just 3 years, the United States Open Golf Championship will be coming to Wisconsin for the very first time. Erin Hills is going to be the host site. Media Day was held at Erin Hills on Tuesday. Love the media to play the track. It is very difficult, but naturally spectacular. Jim Reinhart is the general chairman for the U.S. Open, and he says bringing the Open back to the Midwest was only part of the Erin Hills appeal to the USGA.
I think Wisconsin is perfectly situated geography-wise, and it, politically, I think it's also very good. So they don't have to deal, and they wouldn't probably say this, but politics in Wisconsin, as wacky as we are, we understand these sorts of events, and we think it's great for the state, and we get that, and we try and make it as easy as possible for the USGA and the PGA of America to come here and hold their events, and it's great for our economy, and it's great for our sports fans, and we're a sports nut area, so I think that's why.
Erin Hills relocated the third green. They've added some tee boxes, but that should do it. They just want to let it settle in now. It's only 8 years old. Course Superintendent Zach Reineking says Erin Hills will look more like Pinehurst than Augusta National.
It's one of those things where it's a fine line that you try to appeal to everybody, but you just can't. So we try to stand out alone and say, you know what, this is what Erin Hills is. It's not going to be green from tip to tip. It's going to be a little bit off color. It's not going to be your typical country club. And we hope that as people exit the facility, they understand and they appreciate what we're trying to do here. And that's the feedback that we've gotten so far.
And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.